Hello, welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. My name is Vin. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
Today, we're talking about our next batch of Sundance films. This is like our midway checkpoint. John, how are you feeling so far from the festival?
I feel good and I also feel tired. Tired, a little sweaty. I got writer's brain right now. I'm a little tired.
How many reviews have you written?
Not a lot, babe, but like I've done three reviews. I've done only one interview. I got one more review coming tomorrow. I've done like that preview, like, and done this with you. So we've
God,
done a
thanks.
lot of work, a lot of work. But it and on top of watched like over the last 2 days since the virtual online programming started, I've watched 8 or 9 films. So
God bless. Yeah. How does this compare to Fantastic Fest for you?
a little more overwhelming because like it is a shorter time window once the virtual option opens. It's very narrow and it feels like you're running a marathon
I
because you're
got you.
just like trying to like watch as much as you can, write as much as you can before everything shuts down. So it's a lot of work, a lot of work.
Well, almost there. Almost done. We got a weekend coming. All right.
Yeah.
Please remember, everyone, please remember to like, subscribe, and follow. We just hit 800 subscribers. Very exciting. We're this close to
Thank
1,000. So
you so much for doing that, guys.
thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you, everyone. Okay. So on the docket today, we have Train Dreams from the United States, director Clint Bentley, screenwriters Clint Bentley, Greg Quaid, starring Joel Egerton, Felicity Jones, Kerry Condon, William H. Macy. This was from our preview episode we did last week. We have The Things You Kill from Turkey, director and screenwriter Ali Reza Katami, I think also from our preview video. The Perfect Neighbor from the USA, director Greta Gondbeer, editor Virginia Lieberman, and Plain Clothes USA, directed and written by Carmen Emmy. What do you want to start with, John?
It is a murderous rows of titles.
But good ones. These are all bangers, right?
These are all bangers, man. Pick one, anyone, and I'll just fire away.
Train Dreams.
Okay, Train Dreams is absolutely beautiful. Beautiful film. It feels really Terrence Malick.
What's the story?
So it involves a man who is a logger. Like he cuts down trees and collects wood.
Okay.
I'm assuming for like industry and stuff like that.
Sure.
They also help build like trains, not trains, but like the railroad and stuff like that.
Oh, like tracks.
Yeah, like
Okay.
tracks and stuff. And it's got a great cast, by the way. William H. Macy. Now, mark my words, William H. Macy might get a nomination.
Let's go.
He
Wow.
might get a nomination. It is a year away. I'm assuming it will come out in the fall.
Probably.
But he is so good. He's in it like for brief periods of times. God, he's so good in this film.
Wow.
Joel Edgerton plays a man who is a logger and kind of like during the rise of the train industry. He meets a woman played by Felicity Jones, and they have a family. And I don't really want to go too far into it. But what basically what unfolds is a series of life circumstances.
Okay.
And it's almost like a meditative film about the beauty and grief of life, like the way they
Wow.
both kind of balance each other. And the way the film is shot, it is one of the most beautiful looking movies that I've watched at Sundance. Like
No
this
kidding.
was the first film that I hit play on. First thing I said was, this one's for you, Dad. And I clicked on it, and it is a beautiful looking film. Every shot feels so purposeful, so vibrant. The way you want to look up the cinematographer,
Sure. What has Clint Bentley done before?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I don't know if he has. But it's a Dude, it's remarkable. Like, I'm
Okay.
pretty sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Cinematographer is Adolfo Veloso. And Clint Bentley does not have a Wikipedia page. So I think these guys are like fresh.
Well, here's what I can tell you. There are shots where I was like, dude, I feel like I'm watching like another Brutalist right now. Like, it looks crisp. It looks old school. It feels so beautiful. Like, Nature scenes are amazing to look at. I adore this film. I really do.
Incredible to hear. I just saw Bentley. He's a producer on Sing Sing, and I know that was one of your favorites from
Yeah,
last year.
there you go, man.
Yeah. So
It
now I guess he's
is
trying to
really.
branch out on his own, become his own director. Wow.
I can tell you, it is a beautiful film. It broke my heart in many places. It really hits. It will hit a lot of emotional nerves for a lot of people. I think, as far as getting older, as far as like the way things can go bad unexpectedly, but also how beautiful everything is in spite of all that. Just like there's a conversation in the film about how everything's connected. I don't want to give it away, but it's mentioned at the beginning and it's kind of towards the end, and it just feels like a thesis of just, man, it's just so good.
But there's no,
I
just
don't
to be
want to
clear,
say too much.
there's no like genre elements to this. There's no horror, there's no like comedy,
I mean,
romance, sci-fi. No,
it's drama. It's
but
drama.
it's just drama, just humans.
It's pure human drama, and it's
Incredible.
done in a period piece. Joel Edgerton, depending on how the year goes, again, like we're only starting right now, and the fall always brings a lot of surprises. But if it holds throughout the year, dude, he's a contender. I'm telling you, he's at least a contender for Best Actor. It's very good. Very good film.
I'm so excited. Just looking at this cast, I'm so excited. And then hearing your review, hearing like how genuinely excited you are and how genuinely moved you were. Like I know that this was already meant a lot for you because of your father's connections to trains and
Yeah.
but wow. This sounds spectacular, John.
And
Really.
honestly, that has nothing to do with it. It really is just that it is an earnestly great film. Like it, yeah, it's very good. I can't
Awesome.
wait for everybody to watch it. So,
I'm really happy to hear that. Okay, next we have The Things You Kill.
oh boy, oh
Okay, so
boy,
again, this is from Turkey, directed and written by Ali Reza Katami. Let's go, John.
this is quite the transition. So we've gone from amazing drama to what the hell just happened kind of movie. The Things You Kill, how do I even talk about this thing? I'm trying to figure out how to even talk about the premise without giving too much away. It involves a professor who is struggling in his life. I think, is it tricky, trickish?
Turkish, yeah.
Yeah. And he can't have a baby with his wife. And he has a very problematic relationship with his dad. And something happens in the family, and that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say what. Something happens in the family that causes him to actually have to do something to take matters into his own hands. That sounds like a very basic premise at first. Now, I'm gonna have to explain to you my activity while watching this film without giving too much away.
Your
Okay?
activity.
Yes, I'm going to try. So I'm watching this movie and I'm thinking, okay, we're going along, and then I'm not playing with you. Something happens. I can't tell you what, but an event happens, and it's so subtly done that you don't realize it's happening. And if you're not paying attention, the film keeps going and doesn't explain anything. And all of a sudden, you're like 40 minutes past the event. And you're like, wait a minute, wait a minute, what's going on here? And I had to, like, I promise you, I'm not the only one that's done it. There was a girl that responded to me on Twitter. He takes an artistic choice that is very bold, but he does it so subtly that it just like, you're in it for a while and you're like, wait, this is happening right now? This is happening right now. What? So I had to rip, like, because it's on the virtual option, I was able to rewind and go back and go, okay. I was like, okay, where did this start?
DVD features.
So I got back where this event took place. And I was like, holy hell. It is a bold movie. It takes a lot of risky choices. And I am giving everybody a warning right now. If you go see this in the theater, If you are not paying attention to what's going on, if you get on your phone for 5 seconds, you're going to be confused for the rest of the film.
What a great
It
review.
is not straightforward. It is a very abstract film, but it presents itself as straightforward. You feel like it goes fully abstract out of nowhere.
I love that. I love that. I love the
Out of
sound of it.
nowhere. And all of a sudden, you're in the abstract going, wait, what? What?
And I'm just checking. I saw it winner of the directing award for World Cinema Dramatic.
I
Pretty
will
cool.
tell you, it earned
Pretty
it.
cool.
It is very bold. I don't know if what it's doing is entirely original, but the way that it does it is original. And I was completely knocked out of my wheelchair on this. I've never had that happen to me, where like almost 40 minutes past the event, I finally processed, okay, we're doing that now. Yeah, it's bizarre. But
I
great.
love this, but I love how vague you're being because you can't say anything.
I can't talk about it. But I will tell you, if you don't pay attention, you're gonna be lost, and that's all I can say about it. Anyway,
All right,
that's the
next.
things you kill. Very good film. I liked it because it threw me off. So yeah.
Oh, what a great tease. Okay, next we have The Perfect Neighbor, USA, director Gita Gambhir, editor Virginia Lieberman, and I just saw it. This is the winner of the directing award for US documentary.
And I could also see that. Then this is one of the most anger-inducing movies I've ever watched in my life,
Okay.
that I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
It starts out like I did not know anything about this story. Usually they do a tease before the movie starts. You're on the virtual festival, and I usually skip all that because I don't want to know anything about the title or. So I just went straight into it. And at the start of it almost kind of feels like a hoot, where it's like, a Tiger King, where you're getting to know this individual that just is kind of obnoxious, and the characters around this individual are kind of laughing about it and kind of getting like, okay, so what it involves is a neighborhood. There's a neighborhood, and there's a lot of kids in the neighborhood, and a lot of kids of color in the neighborhood. Basically, this movie is about the world's worst Karen. Yeah, pretty much. So there's a white lady across the street, older, probably 40 something, maybe 50, heavyset, and she keeps calling the police on the kids that are playing outside over and over and over and over.
But this is not a comedy, right?
No one's funny about it is the way at first. It's not funny. It's not a funny film. Let me make that clear. This is not a funny movie. This is a movie that will make you mad. It starts funny.
And then it like goes too far.
And then it goes too far. It starts funny because this lady is just calling the cops over and over, and it gets so bad that even the police in the neighborhood are kind of like joining forces and like, guys. Like you meet a Karen so bad that it could even unite the police force of the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I found funny about it at first. Because like the cops were hanging out with the parents laughing at the situation with them. And one of the cops, like it's all done from a police video
Body
from
cam
the
footage.
desk. Like one of the girl cops walks away from the situation, and you can hear the cop call her a B word as she walks away. Like, what a, and so it's kind of funny at first, but then it gets worse, and then it gets worse, and then it gets absolutely unforgivably worse to the point that, I felt so much anger by the end of this film. So much anger, and it will make you. It is this woman, Susan, has got to be one of the most weakest, unforgivable individuals I've ever seen portrayed in any documentary in my life. In my life, just a horrid person.
This is completely true, completely real, all taken from police cam footage.
It's
It was
all
edited
true.
together.
It's all a true story. It's a real life tragedy too. A real life tragedy. And may the family involved, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
May the family involved find peace with all of it, because dude, it is so bad. It is so bad how far it goes. And it is another testament to the hate that could be in people, the anger, just the complete unnecessary, ridiculous, entitled hate that can come out of people.
Yeah, I mean,
It will ignite a fury in you when you watch this. So yeah, to be clear, it's not a comedy.
yes.
I just was laughing at first
Yeah.
about the way they were dealing with it, and then all of a sudden it just,
It escalates, yeah. And
yeah. So
I just have to ask, so since it's body cam footage, is there music also? Do you
no,
remember? No.
and I think
Because
there is,
there's a composer credited, but
I think there is in various places,
okay.
but for a lot of it's letting the situation talk.
Just the raw footage, the raw audio.
And
Wow.
the thing that's kind of like so good about it is that you're getting raw reactions,
Yeah.
raw
Yeah.
emotion reactions. It's a very like some of the things that they catch on film, or what they got, I guess, permission to catch. It's very vulnerable footage, and
Yeah.
I'm surprised that people signed off on it.
Yeah, I understand.
But
I understand.
it is a great documentary. But man, if you want to be mad, this movie will make you mad.
Yeah.
So.
I can just imagine, because I'm just thinking of other like body cam, like sometimes online you'll find body cam of like specific situations that just escalate out of hand, and it makes you so mad when you see them, right? And then but that's just stuff you find on like the internet. And then for somebody to be so inspired to take that and make a whole documentary, this has to be something profound. There has to be something even deeper than what you find on like Facebook Reels or
It's
something.
very profound, and I mean, dude, like it even goes further. It
Yeah.
goes further than just body cam. They even show
Yeah.
footage from like inside of like police stations and
Wow.
all kinds of things. And it's just like long, extended takes of the police station that you just can't believe an individual would act like it. I just, dude, you want to believe there's good people in the world, and I think, this documentary does show that there is good people in the world, but I think what it really reflects is that one, just one, all it takes is one single terrible person to make all these good people just have the worst time ever. That's
Wow.
how much strong hate is, and
Yeah.
it just affects the whole neighborhood. And yeah, that's all I got for it, man.
Tough. Okay. Last one. Take it home. Plain Clothes, USA, directed and written by Carmen Emmy.
Plain Clothes is a little more. So here's what I was saying. The one thing that I thought whenever I finished Plain Clothes is that this has been a remarkable festival for the LGBTQ community. A consistent theme that's going on in this festival is about how members of that community are pushed to not be themselves. You know, I feel like that's been like it's been in several films. It's been in Sally. I've seen at least three or four documentaries that's involved this, and I think it's beautiful that Sundance is doing this. It seems like it's one of the most beloved festivals and welcoming to that community.
That's so great to hear. I want to add really quick. I just saw Plainclothes, winner of the U.S. Dramatic Special Jury Award for Ensemble Cast.
I mean, I can see that. I don't know if this. I only recognize two people, kind of. But I will tell you. So what it's about is a young guy who is his job is a police officer, because I think his dad got him in that job, and but he's gay. He's gay, but he's also in the closet. And they're using him, because he's a very good-looking guy, to persuade men to expose themselves in the bathroom.
Oh gosh.
It's all based in the 90s. Now, bear in mind, I don't know how true this is. Like, if cops were actually trying to entrap the gay community in bathrooms back then. But that's his job, is to like get them locked up, which is really messed up. It's a really
Yeah,
messed up
yeah,
thing.
yeah, yeah.
But he comes across a guy, and one of them is he's not young, he's more older. And I'll admit, I don't know this actor, but man, the charm on this dude is like off the charts. Very, very charming performer. And what sparks is kind of like a very sentimental romance that's kind of like there. But what happens, without giving too much away, is that that situation starts causing more anxiety the more tense it gets, and the more it grows, and like the more it conflicts, and that anxiety of being in the closet and trying to find somebody who will accept you, for that romance, it comes out in his family life, it comes out in his work life, and it comes out at home. And the way they communicate that is through VHS clips. So when he's having like an anxiety attack, the way he looks turns into like a VHS video. And when it's about to begin, I don't know if you remember this, but like way back in the day, if you had your phone off, if you had your phone near
By
the
the,
radio,
yeah.
by the radio, if you got like a text, like that weird little would come through, and then your phone would buzz.
That was a long time ago. Wow.
It makes that noise every time he's about to get triggered, and
Wow.
it's very interesting. The editing in this movie is amazing. It is one of the most sharply edited films I think I've seen the entire festival.
Great to hear. Wow.
But yeah, great. It's got a great romance at the center. Kind of bittersweet. Kind of yeah. I don't want to say too much, but it's very good. I'm a big fan of both of these actors because they do a lot of work in this. And by the end of it, I was like not even breathing. Like almost kind of like I was watching like Uncut Gems. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the way it makes you feel so tense
Like almost
is
kind of
very.
suffocating, suffocating.
Yeah, but very intentional. Very intentional. It's trying to communicate the anxiety of not talking about who you are and trying to figure out how to do that and whether you should, which I think is why it's called plain clothes. I think plain clothes is the metaphor. It's trying to look normal when you don't, when you don't feel normal.
Very
So.
good. Very good. So of all four of these movies, what would be like your number one recommendation if we had to pick one?
Oh.
They're all so different, right?
They're all so different. I mean, because like one of them's a documentary, one of them's a drama, one of them is like a very sweet romance with like LGBTQ themes. Like I don't want to pick between children. I love them all.
I think from what you've described to me, I think I would be maybe the most interested. Like the first one I'd click on, I think it's probably The Things You Kill or maybe Train Dream, I think. Because Things You Kill, I
So.
just want to know what you're talking about. I just want to know what is the strange thing going on in this? And then Train Dreams, like that cast and what you were describing. Oh.
I
But The
will say
Perfect
that. I
Neighbor
will
too.
say
Like,
this.
yeah.
I will say this. If you're looking for something that will completely throw you off, like I mean, dude, The Things You Kill, it is great for that. That was like what's funny is last night. You were like, because I think I asked him on Discord, what should I pick first? And your recommendation was The Things You Kill, and boy, did you pick a good group.
I have a
You picked
spidey sense.
very well. Yeah. It was. I don't want to pick between children. I think these four will give you something different and something great in every one of their categories. And it was a, like I said, it is a murderer's row of movies. And dude, it's been a banger festival. I mean,
So glad to hear it. Good start to the year.
there have been two that I did not like, but outside of that. Great year so far.
Great to hear. Much better than Wolfman.
We're not going down that road again, man. We're not going down that road. But
All right.
yes.
All right. All right. Thank you, everyone, for watching. If you enjoyed the discussion, make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. Say thank you, John, for watching all these awesome movies and talking about them with us. What are you most excited for from Sundance? Stay tuned. We have one more video coming early next week to wrap up the last batch of movies. I'm Vin. You can find me on Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
I'm John, and you can also find me at Blue Sky at John Movie Watch.
And only on Blue Sky.
Yeah, I don't know of anywhere else. Yeah. So.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky and at My Cosmic Circus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.